time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have James Wynn. He is the mayor of Elmo, and we're going to be talking about, you know, they had a big open house last week. People came out to see the new town hall. They're also going to be working on sidewalks, finishing up that project, town cleanups going on, some requests as far as being able to play tennis in the town. And of course, we got to wrap up with horse and buggy days. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
Let's just go get started. First off and foremost, how are things going out in Elmo?
Oh, things are going really good. We're getting projects done. We were able to do our open house for our town hall and had some people come out and check that out. New fire bays and a place to park the ambulance so the EMTs in town can respond quicker. So it's good to have. It's nice to have it there.
And the thing about the town hall is now it's kind of available. People can rent it. Is that what you were saying before when we talked?
Yeah, well, now it has a kitchen, so if people want to come and have a family party or something, there'll be a fridge and a microwave there and also a little kitchen for people to serve food and that kind of thing there. So it'll be a nice place for people to gather.
It's just another gathering place out there. Let's talk about a couple of outdoor projects that you guys have going on. You said you're right in the middle of town cleanup and getting people out there, clean up their yards and just do that. And it's an annual thing. People looking to do that and, you know, gathering up everything. You said you do have a few dumpsters around town, but just get out there and clean up your yard. What is the one thing that people are, I mean, are people really concerned and have touched base with you as far as watering this year and things like that?
We haven't had a lot contact us about watering yet. There is a concern with the water, but we feel like our citizens are pretty responsible and they water when they need to, so we don't do a lot of limitations on that.
And so you've got that going on right now. When does that end? Do you know when it wraps up?
As far as the town cleanup, we'll go for the next week and a half. We'll have the dumpsters out there. They're just there temporary, so people can use them to put their yard waste in and that kind of stuff so that they can clean up their yards. Just a service we're providing as the town to help them out.
Okay, so you can go and take advantage of that. And then you're working on finishing up a sidewalk project as well?
Yeah, we just finished that up, closed that out with the contractor. They did a really nice job. We have a nice sidewalk that goes all the way up to our cemetery now, so people can walk right up the sidewalk. It's a nice little place now, and we had several places in town with new sidewalks, so it's nice.
And we were also talking, the last time you and I talked, we discussed the fact that you were looking at putting in a pickleball court, but something else has happened, and it's all because of what's going on at the high school. People are wanting tennis. What have you heard about that?
Well, we had a request our last town meeting to put the tennis net back up in our tennis court because we have several girls that are going to play tennis this next year, and there's not a court at the high school right now to practice on, so they requested that. So we're arranging it to do a pickleball court where you set it up temporary, and then you can take it back down and have the tennis net as well so we can share that.
But you were saying you're still looking at putting in pickleball courts eventually down the road. Those are coming to Elmo.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap up really quickly with horse and buggy days. It's a lot of fun always out there. And you guys are getting just kind of into the swing of it and getting started on it. Do you have dates and everything set so far?
Yeah, it'll be August 12th through the 14th. It's always that second weekend in August, so we kept it there this year. It's built a little later because it's, you know, the month starts a little earlier, but it's still that weekend, and we're just working on getting sponsors. We put their name on a T-shirt. We always have our Elmo Horse and Buggy Days T-shirts. It's a good tradition. And so if anybody's interested in being a sponsor, they can call. Our town hall number is 653-2125.
and they can get you in touch with the person that's spearheading all the sponsorships and looking for people to get out there and give you guys a hand. Great event that's coming up. Is there anything else going on in Elmo you want to talk about, let people know of?
I think that's it. We're just starting into the summer. I'm sure have more and more stuff going on as we go.
All right. Mayor James Wynn of Elmo, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you. And have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.